The soldiers led him away within the court, which is the praetorium, and they called together the whole cohort. They clothed him with purple, and weaving a crown of thorns, they put it on him. They began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, and spat on him, and bowing their knees, did homage to him. When they had mocked him, they took the purple off of him, and put his own garments on him. They led him out to crucify him. And they forced one passing by, Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to go with them, that he might carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which is translated, the place of a skull. They offered him wine mixed with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. Crucifying him, they parted his garments among them, casting lots on them, what each should take. It was 9 in the morning, and they crucified him. The superscription of his accusation was written over him, "The King of the Jews." With him they crucified 2 robbers, one on his right hand, and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, "And he was numbered with transgressors." Those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads, and saying, "Ha! You who destroy the temple, and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross." Likewise, also the chief priests mocking among themselves with the scribes said, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross, that we may see and believe him." Those who were crucified with him insulted him.